Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studios. This is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
We're back in the saddle again.
It's
We're
cold.
Back in the saddle again.
That's crazy.
Riding down that road, looking out in the cold. We're back in the saddle again.
Hey, yeah. You came up with some nice new lyrics for that song.
Whip that one together on the fly. That means I'm fresh as a daisy in here.
I sure hope so.
No.
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
That could be scary.
Sure can. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's
Good morning.
Everybody doing?
Okay.
Doing great.
Happy New Year.
Come on. It's the 6 o'clock hour. It's time to rumble.
I
We're
know.
In a new year. And if you are just tuning in with us in this brand new year, we're back in the saddle again. Who
and
sang
still
that
singing.
Song? Who did that one?
Oh.
That's Guthrie or Gene Guthrie?
Who's the other one that was me? Gene Autry?
Gene Autry.
Am I thinking?
Gene Guthrie.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Betty White's
Gene Autry
gone,
right.
By the way. How sad is that?
I know. Yeah. A lot's happened in the last,
Jonathan,
last few weeks.
About that.
It's crazy.
I know.
But we are ready to rumble here today, guys, and I am really looking forward to 2022 with you, Boom Crew. Really mean that. This is going to be an exciting year. This is going to be an exceptional year. This is going to be a year when we are going to see God make some real changes in our lives.
Oof.
You know, one of the things that I'm thrilled about is that when we look at the Word of God, we get a call in our life that we would not be Christian in name only and not find ourselves really identifying by a name that misses the mark, but that we would truly be disciples of Jesus Christ. That's one of our big commitments here, Boom Crew, and you know this. You know our commitment here is to help you take your next step with Jesus. But here's the problem. Sometimes we create a life for ourselves, well-meaning, albeit, that, quite frankly, can't hold water. What do I mean when I say it can't hold water? What's that analogy come from? You remember this? I actually have one of these implements at our home about 2 years ago, and we had to get rid of it. What is it? That's the riddle. What is it?
There's no substance to it.
Well, no. What's
There's
the,
no
the
like
analogy?
The literal.
It doesn't hold water. What is that? I'll tell you what it is. It's
what is
the
it?
Leaky bucket syndrome. We had a we had a can. It's that simple.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that
okay,
whole water.
Overthinking it.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Yeah, hello.
I'm trying to get.
I was way overthinking it. I was like, okay.
No, the leaky bucket syndrome is a bucket that can't hold water.
Yeah.
We had a little canister, albeit really cute. In fact, this is a great analogy. Super cute little canister for watering houseplants.
Sure.
Problem is, sucker leaked like a sieve.
Well, then, yeah, the cuteness doesn't matter anymore.
Well, cuteness doesn't matter anymore. And oftentimes, that's our life.
Hmm.
We are heading out into the world today. We're heading in 2022. And Boom Crew, this is a holy moment here. We're going to kick this year off right. What we're going to talk about today is how to have a life that holds water. Doesn't leak.
Hmm.
It's a life that counts. It's a life that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to tackle a central passage of Scripture, because any time God's people walked away from him and tried to carve out a life for themselves that didn't hold water, he would send a prophet. And the prophet Jeremiah came to the nation of Israel, and boy, did he have some words to say from God. By the way, being a prophet was a bad gig. It would get you thrown in cisterns, and tradition has it that Jeremiah was stoned to death. So we're going to read these words because they're as relevant today as they were then. We'll get to that straight ahead. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Talking about Jesus and having fun while doing it. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Yep. Better believe it, guys. Well, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
everybody.
2022.
Man, we are in it. And this is going to be an amazing year. I have a hunch that we're going to hit some really tough bumps in the road here.
Yeah.
I mean, if we aren't already.
That's fair.
But here's what we want to do. We want to have a life, we talk about this a lot, that survives storms for sure. But there's another metaphor that we find in the prophet Jeremiah that is awesome. And it's beautiful. And I don't know how else to describe it except that it is one of the, I think this is one of the most, this is one of the greatest opportunities God gives us in the Scriptures to live a well-examined life. Listen to these words from Jeremiah. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. Now you want to go, okay, well, what are these two evils? Hmm. Listen to this. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Here's the analogy. It's so practical. A cistern was something that was a reservoir cut out of the rock, cut out of the bedrock. The springs of living water is an analogy of the springs of water that flow down the hillside or off of a mountainside and flow into this cistern, this reservoir that's been carved out of stone.
Yeah.
This is what God is saying through the prophet Jeremiah. He says, you've cut off the streams of living water, and on top of it, you've carved out cisterns. I call them life systems that can't hold water. You've carved out a life for yourself that doesn't work. Mm. Now, here's the question, because can we as Christians do this? And the answer is absolutely. You can be radically transformed by God and go back to or reconstruct a life that is not aligned with God's plan for you, and it can not hold water. So the question is, what do we do with this? How do we look at our life in a way that's going to understand once and for all, whoa, I've got an examined life. I'm looking at it. I know what's not working. I know what leaks. I know what areas I've got to get fixed up. And this is a rabid, I feel like jumping through the microphone now right into your living room or kitchen or car right now, because this is a passion of my life. Here's what I need you to know. Discipleship is not informational. It was designed to be transformational. And the only way discipleship becomes transformational is when we allow the Word of God to alter the life that we carve out for ourselves. Decisions we make, the time we have, the focus that we put into our life around the gifting and passion that God's given us, the ability that we have to choose friends that are going to actually bring us forward, not drag us down. The list goes on and on. So coming up, we're going to have a lot of fun here. I've got an assessment for you that you've never seen, Boom Crew, and you're going to be the first ones this morning to get a shot at this thing.
Yes.
You already took it.
I did. I took it just like 5 minutes
ago. Okay. All right. This is we put a ton of work into this assessment, and it is super helpful. It will help you determine what systems are broken in your life and how God can restore them. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we're going to get after this, guys. Yeah, we're going to have a good day today, aren't we, team?
Yeah,
yes,
we are.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome.
A lot of fun. This is Matthew West, What If. We'll give a link to you straight ahead as well.
Go back and listen to your favorite episodes with the Carl and Crew Showcast. Just text SHOW to 312-274-9624.
God invites us to examine our lives over and over again in Scripture. Think about 1 Corinthians 11. Do this in remembrance of me, Paul said, citing the very words of Jesus. And here's why. There is nothing like an examined life. Think about how much we do in this world, guys, where we go through it and we do stuff and we don't, after a while, know why in the world we do it.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why do I work where I work? Have I talked to God about it? Why do, by the way, I'm staying. I talked to God about it.
That's good.
Everything's good.
I'm happy
about
that.
But why do we work where we work? Why do we do what we do? Why do we not do what we don't do? Hmm. If you look at your life and you break it down and you go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
The question is, have you allowed God to examine your life lately to see if, according to Jeremiah, if your life holds water or not?
And I think that's one of the craziest things in life is that we can get to a point where we've gone decades to where, you know, when that thought snaps back in, you're like, man, I'm in this position and I don't know why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And I've been doing them for the majority of my life.
Yeah. And it's easy to do.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, man, I am so pumped. I can barely stand it right now. This is a big week for me because I've been talking about it for some time now. If you're new, listening to the program here. Our goal here is to help you take your next step with Jesus. We don't do smoke and mirrors. We don't do bubblegum Christianity. We don't do pop culture Christianity. We do discipleship. Why? Yeah. Not because it's hardcore. It's because That is normative biblical Christianity. Yeah. And that's what leads to us taking hold of the promises of God. Bottom line. So I've been working on a project called The Seven Resolutions. And it's a book through Moody Publishers, and it's going to release tomorrow. But today we got something really cool for you, because over the last couple of months, God really brought some things together. I had a dream that we would do something, and it's called the assessment, the Seven Resolutions Assessment. And it came together, and it came together in a phenomenal way. And what I wanted to do was help people understand, much like what Jeremiah said, what systems in my life are so broken that they aren't holding water. And you might say, well, did Jeremiah say that? He did. He says, you have forsaken me, speaking to Israel. You have forsaken me, speaking on the Lord's behalf, by the way, the streams of living water, and have carved out cisterns, which were reservoirs that can't hold water. It's easy for us to do this. Let me give you an example of a few broken systems that we have in our life. Here's a few. We lack essential spiritual disciplines, so we miss out on hearing the voice of God the moment we need it most. That's one. Without proper spiritual disciplines, we can miss out on hearing from God. We're not mindful of who we are in Christ, so we're easily beaten back into a cave of insecurity and inaction. That's our mind isn't thinking straight. We try to manage or cover the tracks of our sins, so our sin winds up managing us and smothering us with shame. Now, I just gave you three broken systems. Guys, I'm telling you, this is a huge deal. So I've got a tool for you. This is the first time we've ever given it out to anyone in public, ever. We're going to have some fun with this. But I'm asking you to go check it out. Now, you're going to go to this link that SuperDie is going to give you here in a moment, and you're going to see three things on this homepage. You're going to see the book and the planner. What I'm really wanting you to do today, you can obviously tap into those other ones because the book releases tomorrow and so does the planner. But what I really want you to do is use a tool called the Seven Resolutions Assessment.
Yeah.
And in this, we're going to help you identify seven critical life systems and see where you kind of rank on these deals.
Oof.
You guys took them already.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
All right. You willing to divulge, Young Thunder?
I am.
All right. Tell us, man. What'd you come up with?
All right. So in this assessment, there's seven different things that you can test on during this assessment. And it gives you your percentage of your strongest features all the way down to the things that you struggle with the most.
Right.
So I'll give you my top two and my bottom two.
There we go.
My top two are focused effort and choosing friends.
Good.
Those are the things that I have the highest percentages in.
Okay, so when it comes to your life holding water, when it comes to focusing your effort, awesome. You don't have a broken cistern there.
Right.
And choosing friends, great. Not too leaky there either.
Right.
Okay.
And the lowest, or the, I guess, the leakiest cisterns I have are redeeming time and taking risks.
Okay. Now, how cool is this?
Yeah.
It gives you an insight. Super Die, do you want to go for it, sister?
Sure,
no?
Might as well.
Okay, I'm going to go for it in the next half hour, so go ahead. What do you say, sister?
My top two, choosing friends and then joining God.
Awesome.
Those are my top two. At the bottom, focused effort and killing sin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's great.
Those are my...
Okay, every one of us are on a continuum of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're inviting you into an examined life today. This is a lot of fun. 28 questions that we've truly taken this through an algorithm that with about 99% certainty lands you on kind of a ranking of seven key systems in your life that we're going to help you with. So take it away, Super Die.
That's a great assessment. Yes, you can get this link. Simply text the word seven. Text that word seven to 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
Yeah, you'll go right to a homepage of the Seven Resolutions, and you'll see right down there a hot button that says take the assessment.
Right.
Grab it. Text the word seven to our number here.
312-274-9624. Hey, this is Super Die. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
All right, we got a resource for you today, and we're kicking off this new year in a really fun kind of way. It's an awesome thing to live a well-examined life. But let a man examine himself, Paul says, even before we take communion. Why do we examine a life? Why? Let's go.
Well, because if we don't examine our lives, we can end up getting ourselves into a whole bunch of stuff that we really don't know why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's not living a power-filled life.
Yeah, we can create, and I've really believed this, and this is my personal challenge that I've gone through. I think that's why I wrote this book here, is there's a gap between oftentimes the life we're living and the promises of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what causes that gap is that the life we're living is constructed with systems that, according to the prophet Jeremiah, can't hold water.
Very true.
And it's so easy to look at everyone else in this world, but here's what I want you to know. Apart from whatever anyone else is doing to you, the family you were raised in, whatever, God has the power to reconstruct your life, guys.
Oh.
Totally reconstruct
Praise
your
God.
Life from beginning to end. So I want you to grab this up. We're going to have some fun. I think we've already got some calls coming in on this one. We've got something called the 7 Resolutions Assessment. Now, I'm going to be super clear. Tomorrow, a book releases written by a guy named Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AKA you.
Yeah. Yes. And it's called The 7 Resolutions, where self-help ends and God's power begins. Mm-hmm. And I'm fired up about it. But really, I don't want you wading into this book without having a well-examined life. And I'm hoping this catalyzes you to say, I'm ready to dive in.
Yeah. The assessment is a fantastic pre-step to the resources that Carl has with the book and the planner, because you need to be able to recognize where your trouble spots are so you can improve on those.
Yeah.
But you can't end in recognition. You can't just say, okay, I recognize, now I'm done. So the book and the planner are great after steps once you take the assessment, because then they're the tools to improve, to move closer with God. And it's a great tool to have. We would recommend it.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because if I was meeting with a guy yesterday, went to lunch with a guy, his name's Shane, good dude. He's got a company here in Chicago, and he actually has a sister company in Phoenix, which is very convenient to go to in the winter.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of.
And he's working with some consultants right now. And guess what they do? These consultants walk in and they take a look at his structures, his systems that he has in his business. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, wants us to look at the life systems we've carved out for ourselves and go, where's the gaps here?
Yeah.
What's God want to do? Let me give you mine. I took the 7 resolutions assessment this morning that I developed. And here's why this is such a great tool. And I want to tell you, look at what it did for me. My top 2 areas of wins are focus, effort, and taking risk. Does that surprise anyone?
No.
No.
Okay, I am laser beam focused.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm a bit of a risk taker.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
But let me tell you, and I tell this without shame and with total joy in my heart, to give you the 2 that come up is the 2 resolutions or systems of my life that need the most help. Mm. Redeem time and kill sin.
Hmm.
Now, let me tell you why this is awesome. There will never be any one of these systems that falls off the bottom 2. You'll always have 2 at the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll always have a couple at the top.
Exactly.
And the goal here isn't to be better than the guy next to you. As a matter of fact, this is so specific to you that this becomes kind of the Holy Spirit's kind of personal tool to help you say, all right, we got some broken systems in your life, but these things can be healed. Let's identify them first, and we'll go from there. So we're ready for you to jump in. 2 things. Number 1, take the assessment. It's on the homepage. You can find it easily. Just take the assessment before you do anything else. Don't buy a book. Don't get a planner. Don't do any of that. Take the assessment. Mm-hmm. And then if you've got the time, call in and give us your top 2 and bottom 2. Call in, give us your top 2 and bottom 2, and maybe you can even explain that to us a little bit and how this is maybe revelatory for you.
Yeah.
This is how you get the link right now.
Yeah, we've made it real, real simple. Just text the word 7. We will send that link to you. Text the word 7, and that is to 312-274-9624, 312-274-9624.
All right. When we get back here, we're going to take your calls on this thing. This can be a lot of fun. You just text word 7 to 312-274-9624. How long is it to take the assessment?
I think max, minutes? And because I'm working and I was taking the assessment. So I had 5-7 minutes.
Yeah, max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just text the word 7 to our number here. And coming up in a minute and a half, we're going to actually hear back from you. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, guys, here we go. Got some questions coming in. This came from Joe listening in Northwest Arkansas. You answer this one, Young Thunder. He says,
okay,
here's mine. He took the assessment. What does it mean? And he's got his top two are join God, redeem time. His bottom two are take risks, kill sin. What does it mean, Young Thunder?
Yeah, so, Joe, this means basically, can you read the top two for me again?
Top two are join God, redeem time.
Join God and redeem time. That means, Joe, that those are the areas in which you are the strongest. Carl wrote this book, The Seven Resolutions, and includes these seven different things. These things are really like kind of your main focal points for really walking out a life powered in God.
Totally.
Yeah. And so those are your two strongest things. Now it goes down the list, and then you got your two bottom things, which is Carl, me, Diana, we've all been reading these things out for ourselves today, too. Carl, can you read the bottom two things for me?
The bottom two he has are take risks and kill sin.
So, Joe, this may mean, you know, like me, taking risks is at the bottom of my list as well, because I have trouble getting myself out of my own comfort zone. This is a big trouble spot for me in my life, and you may be feeling that way as well. And then killing sin, we all have patterns of sin in our life, but sometimes it's hard to really get those things out or to really beat those patterns. So those are the areas where you're facing the most kind of leakage when you put them to the test. And now that you've recognized that and it's shown to you, we're kind of able to take those next steps of, okay, I see it. Now let's fight it. Let's take care of it.
Yeah. Somebody else asked this question. This is so cool. My husband and I can't understand the join God response. Help? Okay, let me be clear. Join God is the first of the seven resolutions. And by the way, all the rest of the resolutions hang on this one. And it's essentially this. Many people today live like I'm doing my best to honor God. And it's a man-centered approach to the abundant life, and it never works. If joining God is ranking low, meaning that this is an area of focus for you, you're going to find great value when you jump into the seven resolutions, really resolution number one, joining God, because it will put the lights on to, oh my goodness, I am called to abide in Christ. I am called to be this reservoir of the Holy Spirit being filled up in Him. So many of us, I was on this treadmill for years. I didn't think anything about joining God. I went out and tried to prove my love for God. And I tried to be the best guy I could be to show God that I loved Him. Not realizing that the spiritual disciplines of prayer, Bible study, and all these cool little things, even going to worship and giving money, those had nothing to do with me proving my love for God. It had to do with Him proving His love for me. He wanted to meet me in those things.
Boom.
He wanted to meet with me when I gave. He wanted to meet with me when I opened the Word. He wanted to meet with me when I prayed.
Yeah.
So joining God gets you when your life can't hold water in that area of spiritual disciplines. It'll bring some order and continuity to your life in a big way. So check it out. If you're just tuning in right now, awesome. We're getting a lot of feedback coming in right now. This is so cool.
I know it's scrolling so fast.
I know it's scrolling fast. Here's what I want you to do. Come and get the assessment. If you haven't taken it yet, get a word of encouragement. My wife started in about a 10-week discipleship model. I took 70 people from our church through this, the seven resolutions. The responses were awesome. Not least of which was my own bride. She said when she started, focus effort was at the bottom of the pile. She was failing most there. She took the assessment yesterday, and she goes, Bub, this has floated to the very tip top. This is where I'm really scoring. Here's why.
That's cool.
When you take an honest look at your life, and then you focus to really let God work in that area,
right.
Boom, everything can change. And so I want to give you some hope. I don't care how much of a failure you feel you are in any area of your life that this assessment will reveal. God can change that.
Yes.
Come and get it right now, guys.
Yeah, just text the word seven. That's all you got to do. Text the word seven to 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
You can do the word or the digit, 312-274-9624. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.